1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're an ice cold can of lime LaCroix.
Are we? Is that you, though? As
that's
I'm
me.
A glass of red wine.
Oh, you say potato. I say LaCroix.
You say seltzer. I say wine.
And then
seltzer,
I say also wine.
Wine.
Why am I drinking seltzer? Give me the wine, Shannon.
That's the story of tonight.
And they'll tell. The story of tonight.
They'll tell
and that'll be the last Hamilton reference
tonight.
I ever make on this show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, why are you drinking lime LaCroix?
Well, I got home. I was out all day. I wasn't really drinking much water or anything today, and it seemed really refreshing. And I started drinking it. Maybe after I finish it, I'll move on to something alcoholic.
That sounds good. I brought down my own glass of wine from my apartment.
This is how tonight went. I got home. I texted Shannon, come on down. Doors unlocked.
Yes.
And she waltzed in carrying a glass of wine. That's
and
how we live now.
And my
That's
computer.
That's how we live now.
And my computer.
It's
and
a,
my
not
headphones.
A bad life.
It isn't a bad life. And it's so nice that it's 10 o'clock on a weeknight, but we're still recording and it's no big deal because I can just go right upstairs and fall into bed.
Exactly.
Yay.
Trip and fall into bed.
Irresponsible friends. That's what we are.
We are.
We're irresponsible friends.
And we're here to bring you Song Salad.
Which is a random topic.
Plus a random genre. Oh, I thought we were tag teaming.
Okay, let's do it.
That was irresponsible of us.
It's a random topic from Wikipedia.
Plus a random genre from the produce section.
Rolled up together to make a short, crazy song.
Song. I thought I was going to take the last word.
I was going to take the last word.
And we bring you the random genre and topic by spinning the
salad spinner,
which
is
a
short
suggestion. Why is it short? It doesn't have to be short.
I was going back into the intro again.
Ugh.
A short song about a random topic in
a random style.
We were just going to get caught in a loop.
No, it's not that. It's a short suggestion. Now I said short. It's a suggestion.
You ruined it.
Of a impression or a noise or something to do.
To do.
That comes from you, our loyal listeners.
It's a to do from you.
It is.
And this week, our salad spinner suggestion is from Claire Dixon on Twitter. Claire_Dixon. She says,
impression of the other being in a plane doing a loop the loop.
Ooh, I wonder if that's a Britishism.
I think it is.
Loop?
Instead of loop de loop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes a lot more sense than loop de loop.
I'm trying to think. Do you think, where do you think de?
You're trying to think the thing.
I'm trying to think the thing. The seltzer is going to my
it
head.
It is getting to you, boo.
Do you think loop de loop came from the Caribbean?
No.
Loop de loop. It sounds like a Caribbean thing.
Just because the is D.
And if you sing it like I just did.
Loop de loop. I'm going to look it up. We have the power.
Look it up.
I know that I honestly don't allow very much mystery in my life. And I prefer it that way because I'm very type A.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Did you find it?
I did. Okay. So this is on Grammarist.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's under eggcorns. Do you know what eggcorns are?
They turn into oak trees.
Nope. Okay. Well, yes, but no. But yes, but okay.
Did you say eggcorns?
I did say eggcorns.
No.
Okay.
Don't know.
So this is a very fun little linguistic phenomenon. And I think, I'm pretty sure Todd the Linguist, at Todd the Linguist, was...
Has never heard of it. Hack?
No, was the first person to tell me about them. But they're really enjoyable. And once you know what they are, you'll start hearing them places.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, they're like tree frogs in the zoo exhibit where you see one
it.
And then you're like, oh, my God,
they're
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. So an eggcorn is a term that is incorrect, but could also sort of actually describe the thing that it's mistakenly describing.
Do you have a most common example of this that's not loop-de-loop?
Egg corn.
That's not accurate at all.
It is, though. So if you think about, so egg corn is an egg corn of acorn. So an acorn is the seed of an oak tree. But if you think about an egg corn, it is a egg is like a seed or like a baby or nascent thing. So egg corn.
I disagree.
Okay.
With this.
Well, you're wrong. But
no,
okay.
Because an egg corn's not a thing.
No, it's not. But like, it is a thing that people say mistakenly. That
who
could
says egg corn?
People do it.
No one says egg corn.
That's
everyone
not
says loop de loop.
No. Okay. Hold on. I have more examples.
Okay.
How about a mute point?
Yeah, that's a good one.
People say mute point all the time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It kind of makes sense because it is a point that is no longer relevant. So it is mute, but that's not the right term. It's moot point.
Yeah.
What are some other ones? Oh, for all intensive purposes.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Is
I
another
hate that one.
One. I definitely thought that it was all intensive purposes until I was like 16.
Right.
What are some other ones? Oh, pass the mustard is one. Instead of pass mustard.
Right.
Pass muster. Mm-hmm. People say doggy dog world.
Doggy dog world. That's
instead
a good
dog
one.
Instead of doggy dog world. What are some other ones that they list on here? I found a list of, it's an NPR article on 100 acorns.
100?
100. How about diarrhea?
I've never heard someone say that.
But it's less someone saying it than when they like try to spell it out, you know? They're like, I'm trying to spell diarrhea, but I'm just gonna spell diarrhea. Oh yeah, I mean people from New England put R's on the ends of everything.
Well, they're dumb.
Yeah, you're from New England.
I don't put R's on the end of my diarrhea.
happy as a clown instead of happy as a clam.
Again, these are just people being wrong.
Okay, no, but they kind of make sense. Happy as a clown makes
sense. No one says that.
People do, I'm sure.
Not that one.
Oh, you know what people say that really pisses me off?
What?
And I don't know if it's an acorn, but people say there's no rest for the wicked.
People say that?
Yes. That is not a thing.
That's not a thing.
The phrase is no rest for the weary.
Right.
Because no rest for the wicked makes literally zero
sense. But that's not an acorn because it doesn't sound the same, right?
It's not the sound. It's that it's plausible that it could mean the same thing.
Gotcha.
So no rest for the wicked doesn't mean like that.
So would
just
an acorn be like six of one, six of the other?
No.
It's the same thing as saying six of one, half dozen the other.
No, it would be like saying, well, do you want another one?
Yeah, give me another one.
The lesser of two equals.
Again, never heard anyone say that. I don't think it's a thing.
I think you don't listen to people.
People are making these up.
No, they're not.
I think
though.
They're like, how could I create an acorn?
No, that's not true.
I don't think these are common.
I mean, I'm not saying they're like super common, but like you've heard people say nip it in the butt.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. Instead of nip it in the bud.
This list should be like 10 long instead of 100.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, you cannot possibly know what the people in, like, the middle of Appalachia are saying, or, like, Missouri or Michigan or Washington. Like, there are people everywhere.
I don't think
everywhere.
They're saying egg corn.
I mean, these terms have come from somewhere. People aren't just inventing them. Anyway.
Anyway, let's do the salad spinner.
Oh, loop-de-loop.
You have to do an impression of me on a plane doing a loop-de-loop, and I have to do an impression of you on a plane doing a loop-de-loop.
So I could only find loop-the-loop, but then it also says loop-de-loop is a like variation of it.
Sure.
I don't know. Loop-de-loop, 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 loop-de-loop.
That's good.
What are we doing?
I just explained it.
I haven't even had that much wine.
I'll start.
Okay. You're me doing a loop-de-loop?
In a plane.
Okay.
Yep. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
This is bonkers!
I knew you were going to say bonkers.
Spin.
Ew, grime.
Ew. Grime. Oh, wait. That's just an egg corn. It's the other kind of grime.
That's not how it works.
Well, what if you say grime is rampant in this town?
Yeah, probably. But that like, actually, like, what if you said grime spree?
Grime spree.
There you go. That's like a...
Yeah. Littering everywhere. Grime spree.
You need Mr. Clean.
Yes.
Be the chief of police.
Right. Clean up this grime spree.
This magic crime eraser.
We just invented the next Mr. Clean ad campaign.
Oh, man.
Well, call us, Mr. Clean people.
Give us money.
Yep.
Money, please.
No, grime is a genre of music.
It is.
That emerged in London in the early 2000s.
It did.
The early aughts, as they say. It developed out of earlier UK electronic music styles, including UK garage and jungle, and draws influence from dancehall, raga, and hip-hop. The style is typified by rapid, syncopated breakbeats, usually around 130 or 140 beats per minute, and often features an aggressive or jagged electronic sound. And rapping is a significant element of the style. Lyrics often revolve around gritty depictions of urban life.
Like our lives.
Ugh, the gritty, gritty life we lead.
No one believes it.
Nope.
The style initially spread among pirate radio stations such as Rinse FM and underground scenes before achieving more mainstream recognition in the UK during the mid-2000s through artists such as Dizzy Rascal, Kano, Lethal Bizzle, and Wiley. Lethal Bizzle's
That's
a very good name.
Other prominent artists include Getz, JME, Skepta, Stormzy, The Streets, and grime crews such as Boy Better Know, Newham Generals, Roll Deep, and Rough Squad.
Yeah.
In the mid-2010s, grime began to receive popular attention in Australia and North America, and the genre has been described as the, quote, most significant musical development within the UK for decades.
And the person that said that was the BBC.
Oh, cool.
Academic study finds grime as disruptive and powerful as punk.
I just imagine some like old white guy on the BBC being like, today we explore the genre of grime.
Grime.
Grime. From the Italian root of...
Grime.
So, yeah, if you listen to examples of this music, as you will do in about 30 seconds,
as
probably.
As you will do.
You'll hear that it sounds similar to trap, trap rap, and contemporary hip hop artists that do that kind of like fast style of rap with that sort of darker, more intense beat behind it, a little bit of a relentless feel to it. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily that like club music, danceable rap, hip hop genre. It's more, I think, charged than that.
Is this kind of like David Diggs's sound a little bit
similar? Yeah,
he's got a really intense kind of relentless style.
Yeah, very fast. And I think the one thing that would separate his genre with the group Clipping is that they are more noise rap in the way that their beats are created, and this is more electronically created beats and like sampled elements, electronic, like they say, jagged sounding syncopations, but his stuff isn't necessarily electronically created.
So the style was originally known by a couple names, including 8-bar, which means the 8-bar verse patterns, new shape, NU shape, which encouraged more complex 16 and 32-bar patterns of verses, or sublo, a reference to the very low baseline frequencies. Oh, I guess sublow.
Sublow.
It's all one word. How would I know?
That's funny.
Sublow. Sublow. The very low baseline frequencies, often around 40 hertz, which I don't really know what that sounds like, but I guess that's low.
It's very low. And you know, one of the derivative musical forms here is dubstep, so I think this relates to that, where you have those really low rumbly bass drops, and that's
fun.
That's going to be what's in your 40 hertz range, is that thing that makes the subwoofer just kind of like hum.
Yeah. So. It was also called esky beat, eski beat, a term that applied specifically to a style initially developed by Wiley, who is one of the artists we talked about, and his collaborators, which incorporated dance and electro elements. Hmm. This indicated the movement of UK garage away from its house influences toward darker themes and sounds.
And one of the first tracks that Wiley released was called Eskimo.
Hence, Esky Beat.
Right. And that was the beginning of labeling this genre as grime.
Hey, but maybe don't call people Eskimos.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, don't call people Eskimos. Yeah.
Don't do it. Here's some more info on the musical style and lyrics.
Ooh.
The music is constructed from different synth, string, and electronic sounds. It also draws on UK garage drum and bass and dance hall influences. And the lyrics and the music combine futuristic electronic elements and dark guttural bass lines.
I'm not quite sure what it means that lyrics combine futuristic electronic elements, which doesn't really sound like lyrics,
maybe,
does it?
Maybe they're just talking
vocals
about, yeah, and also the idea of futuristic and dark might apply to the lyrics.
Yeah.
More than the other
but also
things listed
guttural
there.
Bass lines as lyrics. Yeah, they no. mean vocals, I think.
Yeah.
But British grime lyrics often reference communication technologies popular with artists and listeners such as smartphones and social media.
Interesting.
But I will say that that is in comparison to Japanese grime, which has lyrics with a more societal and political focus and rebellious counterculture elements. So maybe a little more punky. But we'll probably focus, I would imagine, on British grime. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And listen to this. Grime music also samples sawtooth wave sounds or chip tunes from video games and ringtones, which has become part of everyday life in London and other parts of the country. Street Fighter 2, for example, is frequently sampled and referenced as grime is built around lyrical clashes, which are equated with Street Fighter's one-on-one battles.
What?
British grime lyrics often reference... Oh, yeah, you said that already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
So maybe if we feel so moved, we should make a little bit of, like, vintage video game references, because that's that sawtooth yeah. wave sound. If you remember from our 8-bit episode, that would be Cobra.
Cobra.
Which is, I think it's within our first 20 episodes.
It's early on, yeah.
But yeah, but we did an, like, kind of video game music genre called 8-bit.
Yeah.
And we used sawtooth sounds.
We did.
So, and we talked about chiptunes. Cool. So it sounds like a lot of really eclectic influences.
Yeah. Which is common of hip hop. You know,
true.
Things all the way from chiptune to Hard Knock Life have been sampled for hip hop songs, yes. you know? So let's get an example here.
Yeah, let's do it.
So our example
is Ice Rink.
By Wiley, but featuring a lot of other artists, apparently.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of hard to parse together. We're not finding super great documentation on this.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's a very long song.
About 14 minutes and yeah. all told.
That like a lot of the different artists that we already talked about soloed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to play Wiley's verse.
We think.
We think.
And you'll hear a lot of the elements that we talked about. So you'll hear the kind of like video game like whoop, 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 whoop
right.
noises. That those was a bad. That chip was like a chicken.
Sounds.
Yeah.
But also there's like dripping kind of sounds in there, which, you know, you also hear in like R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
Mm-hmm. You'll hear the like really rapid rap style.
Yeah. I can't wait to do that.
I know. Because it seems like a primarily male genre.
You're going to have to write a lot of words.
I know.
Listen, yo, I don't watch face. You should know right now I got the game in my hand, yo. With these buying cars and land, expand my whole life, cause I gotta expand. Expand. In the valleys and the hills, that's where I stand. But he's not a boy no more, I'm a man. Man. He's got 8 senses, I'm a dad. Ninja represent the road deep gang. We just stick to the plan, I'm in the future. They can't see what I can, I'm in the future. I'm a brain level, it's high, I'm in the future. I'm a name brand, like a soul, I'm in the future. I swear money don't matter in the future. Material things, it don't matter in the future. Travel in the time machine, I'm in the future. Here we go, yo, well, my pride is I got 2 straps, and my brethren's got 2 straps in the waist, 2 straps in the waist. Put sound waves back in their place. Hold up, this place is my place. Hey, the race that we're running is my race. We're winning is my race. Every day I move at my pace, and you can never move at my pace. Move at a fast pace.
All right, well, should we get our topic?
Yeah, let's get the topic.
Time for you to be me in a plane doing the loop de loop.
The loop de loop or a loop the loop?
A loop the loop.
A loop the loop.
Yes.
All right. I wish I had LaCroix.
Whenever I'm upside down, I think, huh, you know what would be good right now?
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
It's all in my stomach.
Yeah, true.
You do kind of make a sound sometimes.
In what situations?
Like when you're
context,
like,
please.
Like when you're like stressed out or something.
Yeah,
that noise.
You do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just trying to magnify it for the enormity of the situation.
Right. It would be a bigger
loop. Yeah.
In the loop to loop. Yeah.
That was my interpretation.
Hernia.
Yeah.
Spin. Oh yeah, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get real and deep and dark this week.
Check it out.
Remotely created check. You know it. You know you want to rap about it.
Remotely created checks, guys.
All right, what's a remotely created check?
In the United States, remotely created checks, also called demand drafts, a telecheck, check by phone, check by fax, or e-check, are orders of payment created by the payee and authorized by the customer remotely using a telephone or the internet by providing the required information, including the MICR code from a valid check. They do not bear the signatures of customers like ordinary checks spelled in the like European sure. spelling, not the American spelling, with a Q-U-E instead of a C-K. Instead, they bear a legend statement, authorized by drawer. This type of instrument is usually used by credit card companies, utility companies, or telemarketers. Remotely created checks are susceptible to fraud.
Ladies and gentlemen, we found the most boring topic Wikipedia.
We found it. Hooray.
Firework.
Even more boring than a tree that becomes wood.
Yes, exactly.
Is a remotely created check.
Oh, man. What else can we say about these? The description is exactly the same.
Yep.
Really?
Well, here's what people would use them for.
Yeah.
They allow customers to pay monthly bills by having them debited automatically out of their accounts rather than having to write a new check each month.
Yeah, I use that.
Yep. They're used by consumers instead of credit cards. Large companies commonly use them. Demand drafts are also a popular method for lending institutions to attempt to collect on overdue loans.
They can be used to purchase items over the phone from telemarketers, too.
Mm.
Let's talk about fraud.
What about it?
So, banks report that demand draft fraud or remote check fraud is becoming more common. Under the current Federal Reserve Board guidelines, the customer has a time frame of 90 days from the time the check was deposited to dispute the transaction.
Yeah.
So if you don't notice in 90 days, you're out of luck. Check drafting is creating a valid legal copy of the customer's check on the customer's behalf. Because it is created by the merchant, no signature is required. Instead, a signature disclaimer or facsimile is entered in the signature blank. Check draft is typically for deposit only. This allows fraud by knowing the individual's bank account numbers. Yes, we understand that.
Sorry, I fell asleep. What? What?
Basically, in order to issue these checks, your bank account information needs to be like sent to companies and stuff so they can be hacked and people can take it.
Is this the same thing as, so Josh and I have an online bank.
Yeah.
It's a great bank. It's called Simple.
Mm.
But
don't advertise for them if they don't advertise for us.
I know, but like I do really like them.
Okay.
But we don't get checks from this bank.
Right. You can't buy checks.
No, you cannot buy paper checks.
Right.
But you can have a check sent on your behalf.
That's exactly what this is.
Yes. You can create a check in the app.
Yeah.
And you can be like, send this amount of money to this person by this date.
Right.
And you just teepy-teepy-typey.
But you never have to actually sign a piece of paper.
And I never even see the check.
That's
it just
exactly
gets sent
what this
to
is.
The person.
So you are a victim of fraud.
No, I'm not.
I'm
That's
kidding
not
you.
What this means.
It means you could be.
It means I could be. Well, so could we all. Okay, so this is boring and terrible. Let's wrap
and we
about
have to be
it.
Really serious and intense
yeah.
and dark and deep about it.
Yeah.
And fast.
And so fast. It's so fast.
Gonna write a check. Gonna send a check to the month. Saw something on QVC. Send a check by my phone.
To the TV.
To the TV.
Oh,
done.
You're already writing it.
I wrote it.
All right, I'm putting that in.
Growing lots of acorns.
No, you can't buy acorns.
Growing, I said.
Oh, growing.
Yeah.
That is an app for investing, is acorns.
Acorn, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I'm going to make an app called Eggcorns where I steal people's remote check information.
And it's plausibly the app.
It's plausibly the app.
Yeah.
But I get all your money.
Yeah.
hey, I like acorns now.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I'm going to listen to some more grime.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find lyrics for any of these people. It's really hard for some reason. And I'm going to start writing about this.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah. I'm also going to try to sample from Street Fighter 2, because why not? I'm going to get it. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, friends.
Hey, y'all. Found my new favorite genre of music, and it is grime.
It is grime. It's always been grime. We just didn't know.
We didn't know it.
No. But now we know.
We know.
Specifically, our new favorite grime artist, who's popular now, Stormzy.
Stormzy, I love you.
Stormzy.
Yes. I know it sounds like a Pokemon, but he is a very, very tall black man.
Yes.
And he, first of all, very talented rapper.
Yes.
Second of all, I love just his whole aesthetic.
His whole vibe.
Yeah. Like he has this one music video called Shut Up, but it's just him rapping like in a park with a crew of people just casually like echoing him.
Yep.
And it's like such an intimate video, but like really good.
Yeah.
And then
I was like, oh, what's this related video?
It's him.
Called
Too Big for Your Boots.
Too Big for Your Boots. We're gonna play a little clip right now before we say any more. Here's part of the intro to Too Big for Your Boots.
You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the ute. Man, know that I kick up the ute. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
I understand that we are Americans, right? Like, this is just, this is
that's
purely
generally understood.
Yeah, but this is just purely an accent thing. But buttes. Buttes.
Way too big for your buttes.
Buttes. Buttes.
Buttes.
Buttes.
Oh, it's my favorite word.
It's so, I didn't know I had a favorite word in that particular dialect of British English, but I do, and it's buttes.
And so the other lyrics that you heard there, I definitely thought he was saying, I've got those big size toes
on my feet.
On my feet.
But it's, I've got the big size 12s on my feet.
Which is much more threatening than, I got those big toes.
I got some big toes.
I'm going to put my boot in your face.
Big ass toes.
Oh my God.
Okay. No, but like, first of all, the songs are really good.
They are.
Like,
they're good
really
songs.
They're really energizing.
Pump up.
Yeah. We also heard a song that actually by JME. It's called Man Don't Care. I think. Yeah, Man Don't Care by JME.
Here's a little clip.
Yeah.
If one of you try to violate me, you get a punch in the face in my front door key. Yes. Punch in the neck with my back door key. Yes. Boxing them out with my X6 key. Boxing the eye with a fob I use to log into my HSBC. Talk about banks.
That lyric is brilliant.
Talk about banks.
Talk about banks.
Okay, no, but so here's the full lyric in case you couldn't parse it. You get a punch in the face with my front door key, punch in the neck with my back door key, box in the mouth with my X6 key, box in the eye with the fob I use to log into my HSBC.
Talk about banks.
So relevant to our returned, what is it? Remote check.
Remotely created checks.
It's so boring. Remotely created checks. Guys, I'm going to legit start listening to grime.
Yeah.
Yeah, like definitely.
I want to check out all of what Stormzy has to give me.
I know.
In his big size toes.
I really like, but like, I kind of think he might just be like a really sweet dude.
He doesn't look threatening.
No.
But he projects that he is threatening.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to kick you in the face with my boot, is right. What he literally
and you're like,
says.
Stormzy.
I'm like, Stormzy, you just said buttes.
Can I tickle your big piggies?
Tickle your big size toes.
Yes, they're in my butte.
In my butte. guys, Grime is awesome. Please go check out Stormzy and JME and like all of them, because it's a really great genre.
So good.
Yeah.
All right, back to work.
Okay.
Well, Shannon.
Yes.
Are you wearing Buttes? Oh, sorry. Do you have lyrics?
No, it's too warm for Buttes.
Too warm for Buttes.
Buttes.
Although if you want to go out to Grand Canyon National Park and look at some Buttes, you can.
It's like it, but it's not even that though. It's not even a butte. It's a
Buttes.
Butte.
Buttes.
Butte.
Way too big for your Buttes.
For your butte.
Butte. There's like a percussive element to it.
Buttes.
Buttes.
Buttes. It's like rounded too. Buttes.
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 Can't do it.
Anyway.
Anyway, I have lyrics.
Great. Tell them.
Okay. So I think we'll do some like upfront. Kind of like hype stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you need a rapper name.
Oh, crap.
I have a suggestion, but I am totally open to yours, too.
Sunshine Z?
I was
the opposite of Stormzy?
No. We don't want to hold ourselves up to Stormzy because we will lose.
Okay. What's your suggestion?
ACH Killa.
ACH Killa. Direct deposit.
Direct deposit.
Okay. Crew. I like it.
ACH Killa. So anyway, you can do whatever you want with that.
Great.
And then, so this is going to seem like a lot of lyrics, but
it's going to go by super fast.
Yeah. So I have verse, chorus, verse, chorus.
Great.
Here we go. I feel like I have to say them like in some kind of rhythm to like convey them. All right, here we go.
Ta 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 ta.
Yes. Ta 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 ta. How did you know that was my lyric? Ta 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 ta.
Butte, 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 butte.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Never the kind likes to leave the house. When it comes to outings, I'm more like a mouse. Mm. Bitches be shopping, but I be popping some shampy while I sit on the couch.
Nice.
But I see that shit on QVC. Give my money to the bitch on TV. Selling a robe, it's microfiber bullshit. Gotta wait for the jewelry at 3. Here's the chorus. Wonder how I pay? Don't worry. Got a way to send checks in a hurry. My bills get Maryland while I am nailing ladies who think I'm Steph Curry. No one would confuse you with Steph Curry, but
well,
it rhymes.
Maybe my rapper voice.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Second verse. Why go outside in the sun when you can stay in? Got some cats and a fish for my friends. With checks sent remotely, I buy Benzes and Oakleys and wait for infomercials to begin. I just stay home, got more time to bone, even order my food on the phone. Wonder how I pay, don't worry. Got a way to send checks in a hurry. My bills get mailing while I am nailing ladies who think I'm Steph Curry.
Shout out to Steph Curry.
I mean...
We're going to tweet this at him.
Oh, my God. I mean, cultural references are, like, such a part of hip-hop and
huge,
rap culture.
Huge. Yeah.
And, like, throwing in a random person's name can often have, like, a really comic effect.
Sure.
But also just be, like, the perfect rhyme in the moment.
Stormzy references Adele in that
Boots
song.
Never Too Big for Adele.
Yeah.
When he's talking about singing his face
singing
off of
the
O2.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
It's cool.
All right. So those are my lyrics.
That's great. And those lyrics will be rapidly said by me in a British accent and a chorus of me's hyping myself behind.
Yeah.
Over a cool, jagged electronic beat that I have with usually the songs start out with sort of a sparse suggestion of the elements of the beat. And then once the verse and the chorus kicks in, actually, you know, a lot of these songs start with the chorus.
That's
Would
true.
You be opposed to that?
No, we can start it,
so
and we can just do it three
we'll
times.
We launch right into the chorus, then the verse, which has like a more minimal version of the beat and a lot of like dropouts for important words and things, and then like the beat kicks fully in for the chorus again.
Cool.
So we're doing that. I have sampled Stormzy saying "Buttes," and I've pitched it up to sound like a female saying like "Buttes," to like give emphasis to random little spots in the song.
Great.
And I have a little game over sound from Street Fighter 2.
So what is it? What's the game over sound like normally so that they know what to listen for?
This. And I haven't altered it at all for the song. It'll sound as is for the song. And then a low, like rumbling kind of dubstep-y quality bass line.
Cool.
Along with it. That's our song. That's our grime song. What should we call it?
We could call it My Bills Get Mailin'.
My bills get mail-in.
That's we good. Could call it.
Wait, let me look at the lyrics too. Wonder how I pay.
Wonder how I pay. My bills get mail-in. It could be like.
Bitches be shopping.
It could be like it could be more like abstracted. Like it could be like.
Yeah.
Like shut-ins. Shut in, turn up.
Shut in, turn up. Shut in, pay out.
Shut in, pay out, turn up. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Tune in, turn out. Turn up,
drop out.
Yeah, whatever it is. I don't know.
Check yourself.
Ooh, spelled C-H-E-Q-U-E.
The British way.
Check yourself.
Check yourself.
Before you.
Before you.
Go outside.
W-R-E-Q-U-E. Before you wreck yourself.
I like it. Check way yourself before you wreck way yourself. That's it.
Okay.
Here is Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself.
A grime song.
About remotely created checks.
By Shannon and Scott.
Featuring Stormzy.
And Street Fighter.
ACH killer in the bank. Sending money from far away. Let's go. Wonder how I pay, don't worry. Gotta wait to send checks in a hurry. My bills get mailing while I'm nailing ladies who think I'm Steph Curry. Never the kind that likes to leave the house. When it comes to outings, I'm worn like a mouse. Bitches be shopping, but I'd be popping some Chevy while I sit on the couch. But I see that shit on QVC. Give my money to the bitch on TV. She's selling a robe. It's microfiber bullshit. Gotta wait for the jewelry at 3. Wonder how I pay, don't worry. Gotta wait to send checks in a hurry. My bills get mailing while I'm nailing ladies who think I'm Steph Curry. Why go outside in the sun when you can stay in? Got some cats and a fish for my friends. With checks sent remotely, I buy Benzes and Oakleys and wait for infomercials to begin. I just stay at home.
Just stay at home.
Got more time to burn.
Need to order my food on the phone.
Oh, wonder how I pay, don't worry. Gotta wait to send checks in a hurry. My bills get mailing while I'm nailing ladies who think I'm Steph Curry. Wonder how I pay, don't worry. Gotta wait to send checks in a hurry. My bills get mailing while I'm nailing ladies who think I'm Steph Curry.
You think Steph Curry will tweet at us?
No.
Do you think Stormzy will tweet at us?
I don't know. Are we tweeting it at Stormzy?
I don't know. Does it seem like we're making fun of him?
I don't know. I want him to
know. I do genuinely like him.
I want him to know that I admire him and that I am a child, and that is why I laughed at his accent. It's not my. It's like.
He can laugh at our accents.
Yeah. We say dumb shit.
We do.
We also didn't. Like, we don't sound like rappers.
No.
And by we, I mean you. I
think
have
we
a
can,
perfect rap
we can
voice.
Both be credited as not sounding like rappers.
I have a perfect rap voice. We've just never gotten to
it. It's just too good to use.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we need to wait till we get like, I don't know, a genre that features like Missy Elliott and Lil' Kim and stuff for you to rap over.
I rapped about the bus stop.
Bus stop bros.
Bus stop
That's
bros.
True. It's true.
I mean, kind of. I kind of like yell
rapped. Rap rock.
Yeah, rap rock.
Well, that was very exciting. This is one of the things I love most about Song Salad is finding these genres that we then actually like follow up with and
yeah.
like listen to the artists and we're like, oh, there's some like real quality here.
Yeah, I felt that way about that New Zealand band 660.
Yeah, they were great.
I actually really liked them.
Yeah, and some of the math rock stuff I liked too.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are like a lot of times where I'm like, oh, this is another stupid whiny white boy. But then there are also other times where I'm like, oh, this is a really neat little niche.
I don't know if I told you, I was driving in San Diego and on the radio comes Ghost Town, the example song we used for the two-tone episode.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How
it was
did
on
you
like
remember
the local
it?
Alternative station in San Diego. I don't know, because that song like stuck out to me. That was another genre that I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
It was two-tone.
Oh, so, man.
You never know where these songs will find you next.
It's true.
And if you like, what's our genre? Oh, if you like, and if you like grime and remotely created checks, you might like some of our back catalog
with equally weird combinations of topics and genres.
Yes, you can find all of that at songsaladpodcast.com. You can also find our social media links there to our Twitter and our Facebook group.
Follow us, please.
And if you love us as much as we love you, you can donate to our Patreon.
Yeah. Thank you again to everyone who has donated on Patreon. I have found my stamps.
Yay.
I don't have envelopes, however.
I have envelopes.
Okay, I might take some from you.
Here.
Can I have 8 envelopes? Thank you.
Ask and you shall receive.
By the time you hear this song, though, your stickers will already be on the way to you.
Yes.
And I think what we'll probably do is we'll just put out a call on Twitter, and if you want a sticker, we'll Venmo it, or you can Venmo us.
Yeah.
Like $4.
Yep.
We'll mail you a sticker. That's how it's going to work.
Send us money and your address. You know what? You can even send us a remotely created check.
You can send us a remotely created check. We will accept it. We're not giving out our address on the internet, though.
No.
No.
Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll shout you out. And thank you again to Will Williams for the wonderful review on your blog.
And thanks to Claire Dixon for the salad spinner suggestion. And please recommend us to a friend this week. That's all we ask.
Yeah. Pay us forward.
Pay us in tongue money.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tongue money.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're...
Beuts and Egg Gardens.
No, wait.
Boots.
I got boots with the fur.
Let's talk about banks.